American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. At least four people were killed and nine others injured in a shooting this morning at Appalachian High School in Winder, Georgia, according to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. And a suspect is in custody. Here's a female student describing her experience.
I was scared because I didn't know if it was still over or not because a bunch of policemen were coming in and out the school.
The school is located about 40 miles northeast of Atlanta. Could Russia be planning to influence the upcoming presidential election? Here's Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
The Biden administration is reportedly planning to accuse Russia of a sustained effort of disinformation campaigns to influence the election. A source tells Fox News that includes the Department of Justice announcing law enforcement action against Russia targeting the campaign. Russia was accused of trying to influence the 2016 presidential election between former President Trump and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and the intelligence community has warned it could happen again. The Department of Justice has not commented publicly. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Democrats on the House Oversight Committee say they want former President Donald Trump to prove he didn't take a multi-million-dollar bribe from Egypt years ago. Here's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
In a letter, House Oversight Committee Democrats Congressman Jamie Raskin and Robert Garcia ask former President Trump to prove a $10 million loan he made to his campaign in 2016 wasn't paid back with bribe money from Egypt's president. The letter follows a Washington Post article from August that questions why Trump's DOJ closed an investigation into this possibility. The report says federal investigators received intelligence that nearly $10 million in cash was withdrawn from Egypt's National Bank 5 days before former President Trump was inaugurated in 2017. A Trump campaign spokesman says this story is textbook fake news that the media has consistently played for suckers by deep state Trump haters and bad faith actors peddling hoaxes. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President Biden has said that Israel needs to do more in the way of a ceasefire with Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said more focus needs to be put on Hamas terrorists than Israel. Carolyn Glick, senior contributing editor of Jewish News Syndicate, appeared on Washington Watch.
The administration had put forward a proposal for a ceasefire deal that would bring some of the hostages home in May, and that Israel agreed to it and that Hamas rejected it. Before that, in April, Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, had said that Israel made an extraordinary offer. It was now Hamas's turn to accept it, and of course they rejected that.
Last month, Glick said the U.S. put together another proposal that Israel accepted, and Hamas rejected. Meta's oversight board declares anti-Israel rallying call from the river to the sea is not hate speech, according to Fox Business. The Anti-Defamation League argues the phrase requires the dismantling of the Jewish state. Meta's board made the announcement on its website today, arguing that certain uses of the slogan can express solidarity with Palestinians without calling for violence or exclusion. Fox Weather reports New Orleans is in the bullseye for rain today as a storm system lingers over the south and southeast, fueled by a stalled front. Here's Fox Weather's Craig Herrera.
A lot of you have already received about a year's worth of rain. Here's what we look at year to date. We talk about downtown compared to the airport. Look at that number for downtown New Orleans, NOLA, 65 and a half inches of rain. Not far away at the airport, 53 inches of rain. Both spots well above average.
A flood watch is in effect for the New Orleans metro area through Friday night. And the National Weather Service said some rainfall rates could be 2 to 4 inches per hour. A Texas family's beloved cat returns home after a 2,000-mile adventure and a 2-year search, according to Fox Weather. The cat, known as Shoto, took an excursion to Massachusetts. An animal shelter there said a Good Samaritan brought in the cat. A microchip scanner confirmed it was Shoto. That's all our time for now. Find more news at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.